Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. The JCPOA of 2015, the Trump administration negotiation with the Islamic Republic of Iran in 2025. At the center of both those events, the suspect nuclear weapons program of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I welcome Cliff May, the founder and president of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, observing the advancing of this story by the Trump administration, 10 years or more now, seeking a rapprochement with Iran. At the same time, the word dismantle is pressed hard. Dismantle. Cliff, a very good evening to you. Most recently, your column uses that word, dismantle. The Trump administration, Mr. Trump himself, and Mr. Witkoff in negotiations using the word dismantle. Why using it, and why is that important, and what does it mean? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. Yes, it's a good, precise term. I think it's a right term. People like Tom Cotton in the Senate are using it as well. Almost everybody who understands the situation and wants it to come to a good resolution are using it. What are we talking about? We're talking about the fact that the Islamic Republic of Iran has, for a long time, had a program to develop nuclear weapons and missiles that can deliver them, within the region, and ICBMs, intercontinental ballistic missiles, which would deliver them to targets anywhere in the world, not least to American cities. What we don't want is simply to delay this program, to slow it down a little bit, to kick the can down the road to the next administration. That's what the JCPOA, President Obama's Iran nuclear deal did at best. Actually, I think it was Senator Cotton who said it didn't stop the path. It created a path to a legitimate nuclear weapons capability for the Islamic Republic of Iran. So what we're talking about now is the dismantlement of this program, which I should mention, the Islamic Republic of Iran, they don't admit it exists. They said, no, we want nuclear energy for peaceful purposes, you know, air-conditioned kindergartens. We don't want to use our oil for that. That's not likely. That's not true. And if you want to do that, they can do that. I think President Trump has been clear. You can do that, but what you can't do is you can't reprocess or enrich uranium. You will buy your fuel from abroad. There's like a dozen countries that have peaceful nuclear power and buy their nuclear power fuel from abroad. You can do that, but you got to dismantle the centrifuges, stop enriching uranium, because even if you enrich it very little, say 3.67% figure that's been bandied about, it's very simple then to enrich to make highly enriched uranium, 60%, 90%. And that is what you form into a warhead and fit onto a missile. And then you can shoot it or threaten to shoot it in order to get your way. I hope I've explained that simply enough.
You have. Mr. Witkoff is confronted with negotiators who are very, very good at the bazaar. That's what I've learned over the years. To translate that from my point of view, and then I'll ask you, Cliff. Bazaar means you negotiate the price of the goods on the table. You measure the person across the table from you and you adjust your price accordingly. You make your pitch accordingly. Very good at selling to whoever walks by. So we can presume the selling now is slightly different to Mr. Witkoff than it was to John Kerry back more than 10 years ago, but they're very good at it. I believe Mr. Witkoff is also very good at negotiating. What's your measure of how it's being handled now? Does the Trump administration understand a victory for Iran means the JCPOA and a victory for us means dismantle? Do they understand that, Cliff?
I kind of think they do at this point, yes. I'm not sure it was clear all along, but yes, I think, and this is what my column was about, that that President Trump and J.D. Vance and I think Steve Witkoff do at this point understand that to come up with a warmed over version of the JCPOA few more bells and whistles, but essentially the same thing, would be a terrible failure. It would simply be following in Obama's footsteps, which lead nowhere good. So I do think that's why they're trying to be very clear that what we're talking about is the dismantlement of a nuclear weapons program by a regime that for almost 50 years has had as its chant and its vow, death to America and death to Israel. That's very different from any other nation in the world that might want nuclear power. And again, you can have nuclear power without enrichment, without reprocessing, without having the potential to have nuclear weapons and missiles to deliver them. And if that's what Iran will settle for, well, that'll be then I think Trump makes a deal. But we know that this regime wants nuclear weapons for a different reason. Keep in mind, this regime is very much, we talked about this, John, in an axis with Moscow, Beijing, and Pyongyang. All three of those regimes have nuclear weapons and missiles to deliver them. Tehran wants to join that club and be not a junior member, but a more senior member of this anti-American axis.
Your column in the Washington Times devotes itself to commenting on the Obama administration, but you also provide the very helpful illustration of the Biden administration. And that's not 10 years ago. That's 3 months ago. Mr. Biden gave Iran, and was talking JCPOA, being strung along as Bazaar does, and kept passing money over the table, and still the sale wasn't made. What did the Trump administration, if anything, learn from that?
I hope that they studied it a little bit. I hope some of them read my column, that you cannot bribe or seduce this regime into giving up its nuclear weapons capabilities or program or ambitions or hegemonic ambitions for the region or a desire to exterminate Israel and Israelis, to support Hezbollah, Hamas, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, the Shia rebels in Yemen, the Shia militias in Iraq and Syria. All these are proxies, tentacles of the octopus in Tehran. I think I certainly hope that was clearly learned. What's hard for a lot of Americans, we think that people are just like us. So we say, you know what, we're going to help you, we're going to bring you back into the international system, we'll enrich you, as Biden did, tens and maybe hundreds of billions of dollars in Iran's coffers at the time when Trump left his first administration. I think it was $4 billion of foreign exchange reserves is all they had. They had no money left as a result of 2 years of serious pressure. We think that people want, you know, the best for their people. They want a great healthcare system and 401ks and all that. It's not true. Ayatollah Khomeini, he was the originator of this revolution. I was in Iran in 79. He said, this revolution is not about the price of watermelons. It's about something else. It's about establishing Sharia law and establishing Tehran as the leader of a great Islamic empire. There hasn't been one like it since the end of the Ottomans. That, as you know, collapsed after World War I. He wants to revive it. We need to understand who these people are, what their ambitions are before negotiating with them.
Dismantle also means that we need to continue to inspect.
We cannot trust them at all. Inspections have to be anytime, anywhere by the International Atomic Energy Agency. And that includes military facilities. Well, why do I say that? Well, because in the past, the Iranian regime has said, you can do inspections, but not of our military facilities. That's secret. Well, where other than military facilities would you be most likely to want to work on nuclear weapons development? That's really kind of a no-brainer. So, yes, we want the dismantlement to be verifiable, another good word. And verifiable means anytime, anywhere, including military facilities.
Cliff May, dismantle.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait, and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.